Hello.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Robert, returning a call from customer service. How may I help you?
Hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
Good. Robert, you're in California, correct?
That's one of our parties, sir.
Can you say that again, Robert?
Yes, we have several different companies. We're in different locations.
Oh, so you're actually not located. You personally are not actually in California.
No, sir.
Okay, Robert, can I give you a order number and a CAL code, CAL period code?
Okay, sir, for me to pull up your account to see what's wrong, first, I will have to get your zip code, then followed by your first and last name.
Okay, my zip code, Robert, is 29349.
And your first name?
Is Robert. My first
Robert.
name is Robert also.
Okay.
And my last name is Reed, Reed.
Okay. I do see your account. Can you please hold on for one moment as it loads? Because our computers are loading very slow due to high maintenance and calls, sir.
Okay. Still with me, Robert?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
We
I
are,
just, yeah.
sir.
Yeah, I didn't hear you at all. I just wanted to know if I'm still with you or not.
Yes, I'm still here. It's just been a delay in the computer speeds.
Oh, okay. That's fine. I'll sit here and wait. I just every once in a while, just say something so I know that you're still there.
Okay.
Okay, I heard you there. You're yawning.
Okay. So sorry.
Don't worry. Hey, I'm glad you did. At least I know you're still there.
Okay, sir. Your account has been loaded. I do see that you enter a sweepstakes to win a generator, and you were charged with $7.95. So, sir, what seems to be the problem today?
Well, I've not received, first of all, Robert, my credit card was charged $7.95. Okay?
Correct.
Right. And basically, I had not gotten a generator that was supposed to be sent to me, and I'm th this is the company is called Appliance Home or Appliance Show Home or something. Is that correct, Robert?
So what happened was when you entered that sweepstakes,
It wasn't a sweepstakes, Robert. I took a survey of questions, and then at the very end of the survey, they said, "Well, you can actually buy this generator." I don't know if I won the generator or not. They said that I would get a generator if I just completed the survey. And then your company has charged my credit card company for $7.95 for something that I have not received, and the only thing that I did was take a survey. Now, I've called your company approximately 9 days ago, and I spoke to a guy by the name of John, and he gave me an order number. He gave me a CAL period code. Will you confirm that with me?
Sir, what I did, I went back to the terms and conditions of the chance to win a generator, sir. Let me read it back out to you. It says, congratulations on being permitted to enter the giveaway. We will select one customer out of 1,000 entries to win. By entering, you agree to pay $7.95 the day you place your order for guaranteed placement in the contest to win. If you do not win, you will be billed after 2 days to enter the main contest to win, and one contestant will be chosen out of 100 to win. Therefore, every 30 days, you will be entered to win the price of $67.32 monthly for $67.32 U.S. dollars conveniently from your billing source to enter the sweepstakes.
No, that's not what I entered. I didn't actually enter anything. I took a survey, and they said basically at the end of it that I could actually get a generator, and it wasn't $7.95.
And sir, you are enter the survey for the Craftsman's generator?
No, I didn't. You don't. First of all, Robert, you don't enter a survey. A survey is just something that your company sends emails to people, and they can take a survey. So you don't enter anything, and you don't enter for a drawing for a generator. It basically says on the email that you will be able to get a generator, and at the end of the survey, it basically threw a price figure up there that said that I could pay for a generator, and it would be sent to me. That's what it says. And so I've contacted your company now twice with you answering the phone today. I've contested the $7.95 charge with my credit card company, evidently with your company, which I assume your company is ConsumerDirectSavings.com, Appliance Home, right? Am I incorrect in that?
Yes, because I do see here it's in the terms and conditions.
Go ahead.
It says by entering you agree to pay $7.95 U.S. dollars the day you place your order for a guaranteed placement in the contest to win.
No, it does not say that on the email. And I have the email. And it does not say that on the email. That's not true. And this has been this was charged on the 15th of November, which was approximately 1 month ago today. So either your company is going to send me the generator, or I'm going to I already have contested the $7.95 charge. And I'll make sure that your company does not get $7.95 from me for taking a survey.
So, sir, I'm sorry for the inconvenience, but we cannot send you a generator because you did not win the generator. What happened was you paid $7.95 to Interstate Sweepstakes.
No, I didn't. You keep saying that, but that doesn't make it true, Robert. The fact of the matter is that I got swindled by your company out of $7.95. And I'm not going to get swindled out of $7.95. So if you're telling me what you're telling me right now, that will be in my report to my credit card company, and they will settle this with your company.
Hello?
So I guess, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, I'm so sorry under the circumstances.
No, don't tell me you're so sorry. You don't give a shit. Don't give me that bullshit. You're a fucking company that just fucking swindles people out of their money, and that's why they have people like you sitting there taking phone calls, and you don't even answer the goddamn phone until you miraculously somehow I got through. I've been trying to call your fucking company for over a month now, and you're only the second person that I've talked to, and you're not even worth talking to. So I'll handle this on my end, and you can kiss your $7.95 ass.